Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Yay. Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. And how is everybody? Woo!
We survived the winter event, Mike. We're all here.
Oh, that's right. I want to ask about that
Please.
Later, but not right now, Rob, because it's not about you. It's about our callers.
All
Let's
about
go
them.
Right now to Bob from Long Island, New York. You're the very first person on Wide Open Wednesday. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Mr. O'Mara.
Hello there. How are you?
How's everybody doing?
We're doing all right. Yeah. We're doing okay. A little weather in D.C. and tough as hell down here in Florida, too. That's for sure. It's going to be 80 today.
Really? Well, it actually started off my day with hail and now it's snow.
Ah. Mm. Hail, snow.
And, yeah, pretty soon it's going to be rain.
Mm. Thunder Snow. That was a song by AC/DC, I believe. Yeah,
when Angus snow. Used to do weather, right?
I got hail.
Absolutely, best weatherman.
Now I'm getting snow.
I like when you do Angus, but quiet. Yeah. It's like,
well, that's because they can only do him quiet. You
but
know?
It would be almost like if he was telling a bedtime story.
By the way, if you're an AC/DC fan, the best part of Angus is when he is doing Dirty Deeds. And there's at one point he simply goes, what can we do for you, Bob from Long Island with hail and snow?
Well, I kind of dropped the ball on something. I was hoping you guys could help me out and try to make up for it.
Mm-hmm. Ruh-roh.
I was supposed to have written an email to Rob with two B's at themikeomarashow.com, but I completely forgot to do it. And well, I wanted to tell you guys, we were supposed to have been down for Jimmy's celebration on Super Bowl Sunday.
Right. Mm.
And my lovely girlfriend and P1 listener, Carrie Farrell, was very stoked to do it. She had, like, her eyes lit up. We were going to come up with plans, a road trip.
Oh, I'm smelling a very sad story. Her. I'm planning it. I'm smelling a tragedy here. What happened?
Her name rhymes with my wife's maiden name, Carrie
Harrell.
That's
right, Carrie Harrell.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the listener mailbag yesterday where we had a Cheryl Merrill.
That's right. And also,
or was that the mailbag? And or was also, that news you may not need?
I think
there
it was news
many
you may not
need. Things
mean.
We do on this show. Yeah.
We
Oscar,
give
how you
and
doing?
We give.
Oscar, did somebody want to get Oscar a cop?
I think I play Overwatch with Carrie Farrell.
And isn't Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction?
But can I answer my question first? Carrie Farrell, does she play Overwatch?
Yeah, she was playing on my account, but we haven't played in months.
Okay, but see, that's what I'm putting together.
There you go.
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, man, my
lady. The real tragedy on Sunday was that I had to remind her that it was her birthday.
She didn't know it was her own birthday?
We had come up with plans for her birthday, and when she found out about
Jimmy's,
she was more
excited about that. I'm sorry, but Bob, get to the point. What happened? What is the deal? How come you didn't make it down to Jimmy's?
Well, Saturday we were talking about the plans, and I said, well, what about your birthday? And she just, her eyes died. She got all droopy face. She was very upset.
Her eyes died.
Do you think this has to do with her birthday?
Her eyes died. I like that.
Or the fact that she's still with you, Bob. Do you think that you're a part of it? Are you a symptom?
No, I actually made the day a good substitute.
Okay.
Hold
on a second. I have to get back to you. So you tell her on Saturday, you're in Long Island. You can make the trip down. What happened with the trip? She wasn't prepared for it. What, you were going to take her down here. I'm just kind of confused.
We were in the car. We were in my car listening to the show.
Yes.
And in that particular episode, when Jimmy's came up.
Pony, do you understand my frustration here that I'm just trying to get to the point why you didn't make it down?
Why didn't you come down here?
Get right to it or I'm going to hang up the phone. You have to get to the point.
Oh, threats.
Mm.
We couldn't make it to Jimmy's because of the day already planned. We had a paint bar appointment set up with a bunch of friends.
Mike, they had a paintballing appointment.
Whoa. Who's confused here? You made the plans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made the plans for her birthday at the paint bar and dinner to follow. but
on Saturday, on Saturday or Sunday,
I was doing, I was trying to do it without her knowledge.
Oh, you had a surprise party that you couldn't mess up.
She wanted to do things. I made the plans for it. When she heard about Jimmy, she said, "Oh,
all right, sorry you couldn't make it." Let's go to Diane in Smith Mountain Lake, Virginia.
That was
Smith
a long Mountain apology. If that's what it was.
That was, that was quite an apology.
It certainly was.
Right,
sorry.
There.
See you online,
Diane. Diane, how are you? Hello,
Dion.
Diane, Smith Mountain Lake, Virginia. Let's
God's
go.
Country, I heard.
Hi, how are you? How are you? Who's on the phones? Is Adrian on the phones?
Yes.
Speed! All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to Merle from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Oh, here we go.
Who's this?
Uh-oh.
It's Merle Rogers.
Who's that?
Yes.
The sure thing.
I wanted to call and thank whoever paid my tab at Jimmy's on Sunday.
I didn't. Did you, Rob?
No, certainly not.
Well, I didn't. I know for sure because I just yelled at
Merle,
everybody.
Do you have a gentleman caller? Do you have a suitor that might have popped for your meal?
Well, I have no idea, but you know, I figured I'd put it out there and say thank you to whoever called or whoever paid my tab because
hold on, Merle.
Three servers.
Oh, okay.
I asked three servers, and they said, no, no, your tab was paid. And I said, by who? And the servers said the Reuters paid it, but the Reuters are denying it. So I am calling to thank whoever paid my tab.
Now, if you, yes, go ahead, Oscar Santana.
Merle, in that room, there were so many different groups of people. Can you remember which ones you've slept with? Because that would narrow down the amount of people that could have paid your tab.
Yeah, the persons of interest.
Where did Merle get this persona? Where did she get this? You know what, Merle? I would just look. I wouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth, and I've never understood that expression. You know what is it? Where does that come from, Rob?
If you are given a horse, when you're buying a horse, you want to check out the condition of their teeth. That's the way you determine how old a horse is.
Oh, that's what. Hey, way to go with Rob's poetry.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's wonderful. To pay my tab.
Well done. That's terrific. That's a good answer. I like that. I know that now. That's when I'm going to give him a ding.
Thank you. I'll take it.
God, that was a little loud. Merle, don't worry about it. I mean, did you have a good time? That's the most important thing.
I had a fantastic time, gentlemen.
Awesome.
And the roads back were so much easier than the roads in.
It's true.
Did you get a chance to read the Reston Connection? Is the Herndon Connection? The Herndon Connection newspaper that you happened to push your way into that article? Do you see your quote in there? You got in there.
I did?
Yeah.
I'll have to look for it.
You made it. Jimmy's got it. Go to Jimmy's Facebook page, and he's got a link to it. And
her quote is, I have it right here, Mike. It says, Merle Rogers says, who paid my tab?
Outside of the mayor and Jimmy and yours truly, I believe you're the only other quote in that story. I think you made it in there. And I said, that's Merle.
That's a big day.
Anyway, congratulations.
Honestly, I had no idea because I actually mistook the mayor for one of the TMOS listeners.
Well, she is a listener.
She is.
And so that's cool. And she's the coolest mayor in the world. I put her in my show prep today. But Merle, it was good to see you. And if anybody is out in listen land that remembers paying for Merle Rogers,
her
tab at Jimmy's.
Or sleeping with her,
please get back to us. Merle, God bless you, and thanks for all your support. We appreciate it.
Talk to you later, guys. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Let's go to...
We all know what she was doing at halftime.
Yeah, the worst part about this is she's totally not a slut.
That's right. Yeah, totally. You
know, the persona is completely wrong.
Like, we're not shaming the right person.
Mm-hmm. Early morning out in Concord, California, we go to Mr. Rick. Rick, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good Boulder.
Good morning! So Wide Open Wednesday equals word of the week for me, or wowie wow, if you will. Right?
I will.
Okay, so go ahead.
What is the word of the week?
Today's word of the week is an action word, a verb, and it's effuse, which means, listen, Oscar, it means to give off like a scent or a liquid or light, or the second definition is
it's complimentary.
It's to talk in unrestrained or excited manner, like I'm
effusively. Mm. If you talk effusively, if you speak effusively, you're talking excitedly about an event. Like, for example, most of the listeners were effusive in their praise for our appearance at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
There you go. Excellent.
I guess the next word of the day is excellent because he said it three times in a
row. What's the verb for a bad call?
Let's go to Don. It was a fine call. Word of the day, effusive. Let's go to the effusive Don from Ocean City, Maryland. Don, home of 97.1 The Wave, one of our very favorite radio stations. Why, you might ask? Because they have us on. That is why we love that. Could use a few more, but, you know, that ship has sailed. Don, how are you? What can we do for you?
Mike. You know, we've got this problem with people that like to eat a lot, and I'd just like to say that obesity is up, and so is my stock in Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is
flavor
people.
Soylent Green.
Okay. Well, I tried it. Mm. It's that kind of wide open one.
Yeah.
What did you say after the Soylent Green part?
Have you tried the full body flavor of Soylent Green? It now comes in yellow.
Be honest with you, Don, I this is kind of cannibal humor, and I'm a little bit creeped out by the whole tone of the call, but I'll roll with it because, you know what, don't got much for more to work with here today. Don is referring to a wonderful film. I believe, Don, you could correct me, but I believe it is from the 70s, is it not?
72?
It was Charlton Heston, and I believe the last movie that Edward G. Robinson was in.
Yeah,
that's right.
True.
When they basically put him to sleep.
Yeah, he's
like,
see,
I'd like classical.
That's right.
Light classical.
Light classical.
Line in the movie. But Don, let me just ask you because I'm getting that creep vibe. You're not a cannibal, are you? You don't eat people, do you?
Oh no. Only Soylent Green.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate that.
Wow. Hey, the spoiler alert is that we took that call.
Hey, Diane, you called earlier, and then I went to you, and what were you doing? Were you distracted?
Were you swimming?
You didn't hear me.
No. I could hear you guys, but I guess you couldn't hear me. I was talking. Sorry.
You hear what Oscar said?
I did not.
Were you swimming? Swimming in Smith Mountain Lake.
Yes.
That's the name. I believe that's the name of the dessert at Farmers Fisher's Bakery.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the greatest desserts.
Yes.
And that is the yellow cake with the chocolate fudge icing.
Remember.
That sits in the bowl of hot cocoa with like an inch of hot cocoa.
It's delicious.
It's the greatest dessert I've ever had in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Next to my old friend, the late Mark Fusilier, who made a wonderful Grand Marnier souffle.
Ooh.
That's number two. Mm. But I'm digressing. What can I do for you, Diane Smith?
Well, I wanted to thank you all for just years and years of being friends and family and getting me through so many tough times and happy times.
God bless
and
you.
Speaking of Grand Marnier, I wanted to say something that I'm not sure if you know this or not. And you probably do.
All right.
The best margarita in the world has Grand Marnier in it.
And the ones that we have at the Ria at Guanamia, they have both Grand Marnier and Triple Sec in them. So they are made. And by the way, they are made in en masse. They have a huge. They are the number one purchaser next to Disney and Universal of Jose Cuervo tequila down at my favorite restaurant. And they put that. And by the way, thanks. I got a list of people that are we're enjoying Iguanamia down here all the time on the generosity of Mike O'Mara's show.
The courtesy of strangers.
Listen, let me just say that we've received these gift certificates to Iguanamia, and look, I've got to say it's very, very nice that you send these gift certificates, but please send more. Anyway,
hey, you're going to like the mailbag this week, then.
Oh, that's good. Very exciting.
See?
Diane, they use Grand Marnier and Triple Sec, so that's what makes them so darn tasty. And
and it's not a frozen margarita. It's not like a Slurpee. It's the actual drink, right?
No. We have frozen margaritas. You can get them frozen or unfrozen. Right. We have them frozen with salt around the glass.
Nice.
And turn my nephew onto them when we were down here, and he and I went into the dangerous land of Trace.
Ooh. Oh, Trace. Ooh. Yes.
Trace. Oh, and by the way, when you get Trace, it's not necessarily a buzz as much as you're just going, You just go into a...
Do margaritas follow the same martini boob ratio that they always say? They say that one is not enough.
I'm not a martini drinker. So
three is too many.
You know, one is not... You know, you're probably right. Mm. Because two is perfection. And when you get to one and a half, I call it the warm zone. And the warm zone, Diane, is so very special, where you're just sitting there and kind of going, oh, life is good. Yes. And then once you get out of the warm zone, you finish the second one and you're like, yep, time to go.
I love when you talk booze, because Maddie never laughs harder than when you're talking alcohol.
Well, Maddie, I love it. I do. Diane, thank you for the call. And you're absolutely right about the Grand Marnier in the margaritas. And by the way, we're having a social event at Casa Omera for the neighborhood.
Oh, that's right.
And we're gonna be whipping up those. And I think it's going to be a home run.
I think
it's going to be an absolute. And by the way, 99% response rate. Go figure. Go figure.
Wow.
One couple has not responded yet, and I'm very, very excited.
Did we miss
that.
Our invites?
You want to fly down? You can come. I mean, I'd love to have you come down.
I got mine.
Don't want to impose.
I got mine. Oscar, you didn't get one?
No, I didn't get any.
You know, Oscar, it's right around that time that you're thinking about coming down.
I want to build.
That would be the weekend if you want to. That would be, and then I could introduce you to my people.
That might be fun. Down. Yeah.
When you introduce him, could he wear a house jacket?
Oh my God,
Diane! Thank
I'm not dressed up as a bellboy.
Thank you for the call.
I do not wear shoes.
I met Hari in Leesburg. Hari, it's good to see you. I enjoyed chatting with you at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. Thank you so much, Mike.
What a good guy. You're a very sweet guy, and you were nice to come over and say hello. Did you have a good time at Jimmy's?
Oh, it was awesome. Like, I wasn't feeling well, so I had to bounce before the game, but it was good to see you and Rob and Tony and a few others over there. Like, it was great.
It was great, and the wing is open, and the beer garden's open, and I left without embarrassing myself, and I'm very,
big win.
Very happy.
Big win.
Yes. It was a super, super win, and I feel fully recovered, which is great. But Hari, thank you for coming out. Is there anything else we can do for you?
Yeah, just a little request. Like, so is there any way that Pony could send out the push notifications on the app like every day instead of just Wednesdays?
Sure.
Yeah, we can do that.
That's a great idea.
And Pony doesn't do that.
That's Oscar.
Hari, I do that here.
Oscar, you're the push notification guy. What say you?
I don't like to abuse the push because then people start ignoring it.
Okay.
But we can try.
Hari is a big, big enthusiast of live listening. And he always is on Facebook saying, hey, everyone, come on, listen. So
listen
be big for him.
Hari, how about this? I have your number, I think, in Facebook Messenger. I will message you directly every day when we start the show.
I'm asking to keep like one of our buddies. Dave Kent out of business of posting it on Facebook.
Got it.
Right, we're in the weeds now. Hari, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Sharon, Delaware, the great state of Delaware, home of former Vice President Joe Biden. Yes, Sharon, what can we do for you?
Good morning, boys. How are we this morning?
Great.
Wonderful.
All right. So I'm really excited. I made it to Jimmy's, and it was great to see you all, and I'm glad everybody's alive and well. But I'm moving on and have a question for Mike. Random question about Florida. I don't know anything about the dog tracks. Please tell me. Is it like the horses?
I'll give you a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful little fact. First of all, we've got a great one here. A lot of times they do like dollar hot dogs and $2 hot dogs and $2 beers. And one time when I was picking my kid up, whose school is conveniently located about a mile from the track, I got there early and I said, I got an hour to kill. I'm like, well, why not? And I wasn't real successful, but I've always heard, especially with the Greyhounds.
Right.
And by the way, it's a bunch of dogs. They're real skinny. Mm-hmm. They're all about adopting them now after their racing
Rescue,
days are done.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of at the dog track I go to, you have a lot of people walking around with greyhounds on leashes and they're promoting the adoption, which I think is a very cool thing to do. Then a little mechanical rabbit on a metal bar comes out and you hear it going and it makes that sound going around the track. And then when it gets to where the dogs are, they let the dogs out and they chase the rabbit. But here is the key.
Yeah.
Sharon from Delaware, if you are ever at a dog track, and you happen
to
see...
Which I shall probably be tomorrow, but we'll see.
Okay. When you're there, get down there early, just like any race, survey the animals. They walk them out. They walk them out down to the gate. And if you happen to see one, take a drop a deuce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bet on that horse. Dog. Bet on that
because he's
that
lighter.
Dog.
Yep.
Because I don't know if it's psychological. He's free. He's free of that doggy do.
And so you're telling me it's a sure thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a sure thing.
And also, it puts him in a positive mental state.
Sometimes I make myself laugh with how ridiculous I truly am. Didi from Saudi Arabia.
What?
And then, hey, whoa, it's been a hell of a week in the market, so get ready. Somebody special coming
up. Oh, boy.
Didi from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, nice to hear you, Didi. How are things over in the kingdom?
They're actually not so terrible right now.
Oh, it sounds that's great.
That's a wonderful.
You guys have rights now there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Women, I mean.
You can drive.
We can drive starting in June.
Oh, ooh, look at that.
That's very, almost the same exciting policy we have for Robert.
That's exciting. Are you part of the military, or are you part of any kind of multinational corporation? What brings you to Saudi Arabia, Didi?
My husband's working for the government oil company.
Oh, nice. Big money.
Boy, that's a
big
good gig.
Yeah.
That's good. So how long have you been over in
Saudi? Big money. I've got two kids through college.
Oh, that's
okay.
Sweet.
How long have you been in Saudi Arabia, Didi?
We're going on 7 years, actually.
Seven years.
Wow.
How do you do it? I mean, do you like it? Do you not like it?
Roy what's the great
tell
tan.
Us all tell us all about it. Shut up, Oscar. Great tan.
It's fine.
It's sunny.
It's hot in the summer.
Okay.
No, it's not bad, actually. I've got some really close friends here, but I just wanted to call and say hi. I've been listening to you guys since the 90s from Reno. So.
Oh,
now, this may be a stupid question. Are your kids going to college in Saudi Arabia, or are they in college back here in the States?
They're in the States. Actually, I had one graduated last year, and
okay,
she's now in Silicon Valley working.
Good.
And then my other one is at Purdue in Indiana. So.
Oh, you got some eggheads there. Mm-hmm. There you go. You got some smart, must be a smart family. Oscar Santana frantically waving his hand. Very polite, Oscar.
Didi.
Yes, sir.
When you are abroad or in the States, please, whether it's you, your husband, your wealthy children, have them shop Amazon through the Michael Mara Show tab on michaelmaraShow.com.
Yeah, we're struggling.
Okay, guys,
please.
I do that from here. I've been doing that from
yes
here.
Yes,
thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Use the banner on the site now. That's the only thing that counts.
Please.
Yeah, it's
okay,
it's
the only thing,
shaping
though, is
up to be a hell of a 2018.
Figure it out so that you guys get bonus for the shipping costs.
Perfect.
Love it.
Love it.
That
absolutely
would be
love it.
Wonderful. God bless you.
Thank you.
Best to your family. Stay safe over there, okay, Didi?
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Love you all.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a tumultuous week in the markets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you want to pull yourself out of that, this is a lot of people say with the ups and downs of the market, there are buying opportunities everywhere.
Yes.
Without further ado, let's say hi to Mo Mohammed from Woodbridge, our stock advisor on the Mike O'Mara Show. Mo, what is your tip for today?
Tencent Holding, TCEHY.
Can you give us that one more time, Mo, please?
Tencent Holding, ticker TCEHY.
Like, TCBHY.
Like Tencent, the company that owned WhatsApp at one point, like in China?
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah, thank you, Mo. We appreciate
hey, Mike,
that. That's perfect.
Yes. New element.
This has been Mo's Stock Tip of the Day.
Give it to me again. Okay. Give it to me.
This
that was Mohammed.
Mo's Stock Tip of the Day.
Another fabulous Ben McDaniel production right there.
I think
who
of beauty.
Who needs Jam Productions when you've got Ben
yes
McDaniel?
I know, and he doesn't good have any legal restrictions. He turns them in about 8 hours.
Oh, my God. The man is a musical genius. And, well, that's it. That's Wide Open Wednesday.
Big win. Big win.
You know, we could take a few more calls, but they're not coming in right
another
now.
Push.
Yes!
Another push notification.
Another push.
Put out a push notification, and then we will take more of your phone calls. And when we come back, I have a movie review, a movie to avoid on pay-per-view. I mean, avoid it like the plague. And I also want to get to Rob. You had a story from the weekend that that we didn't get to yesterday. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it was an odd news story that broke in Chantilly that I wanted to read you from the police ticker.
Very good. Lots more. And that's coming up on The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Still, the politicians came cheap. We could handle them.
What are you doing?
It's a whale like K.K. Ichikawa, who plays $30,000 a hand in Baccarat. That's the one you really got to watch. He plays fast and big, and he has the cash and the credit to turn out your lights. About a year ago, he cleaned out a couple of casinos in the Cayman Islands. Downstairs, he takes us for $2 million, and upstairs, he takes free soap, shampoo, and towels. Another billionaire cheapskate who loved his free rooms, free private jets, and $2 million of our money. But we got him back. I had our pilot tell him the plane was on the fritz.
What the hell went wrong? I'm awfully sorry. I can't understand it. These mechanical things, you know, they happen. Hey, but better here than up there, you know what I mean?
We got him back with a whole floor of rooms to himself. And once he was back, he played small. He bet $1,000 a hand instead of his usual $30,000 a hand.
After the bank was a natural lead over a five.
But I knew the trick with whales like Ichikawa was that they can't bet small for long. He didn't think of it as winning $10,000. He thought of it as losing $90,000. So he upped his bets. Until he dropped his winnings back and gave up $1 million of his own cash. In the casino, the cardinal rule is to keep them playing and keep them coming back. The longer they play, the more they lose. In the end, we get it all.
So true.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries. Yes. Valentine's Day is coming up, and it's your time to shine. Luckily, we're going to make it easy for you. Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries have teamed up to impress your Valentine this year with their perfectly paired collection. Go ahead and think inside the box. Get it? This Valentine's Day in the box. This really is a one-of-a-kind gift. Your flowers and dipped strawberries will arrive together in a beautiful, specially designed box that will keep your flowers fresh and your berries cold, guaranteed. Carla loved hers. I am already a Valentine's hero. She received them. I tell you, she loves Sherry's Berries, and what lady doesn't love beautiful Pro Flowers? She loved it. Right now, our listeners can save 20% on any one of their perfectly paired combinations or any other gift over $29 with the promo code TMOS. Guaranteed delivery date and customer satisfaction is always number one or your money back. Hurry and order today. Valentine's Day is next week. There's only one way to get 20% off a perfectly paired gift over $29 featuring beautiful blooms from Pro Flowers and freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Visit proflowers.com today and enter the code TMOS at checkout. That's proflowers.com with the code TMOS. And we thank you, everybody. Oscar, how are you today? You have had your head on your hand more. Is the back bothering you today?
My back is murdering me.
But it is murdering you today because you look like you're in pain.
What's more important is another push notification went out.
Yes.
Yes.
And it said, TMOS family member Harry wants you to know that the show is live. Call in now.
Oh, my God. That's wonderful. Well, we got a couple of calls. Yes.
You're narrowcasting.
I'm narrowcasting inside the onion.
Let's go to a legendary listener and a legendary social media icon, Mr. Trip Affleck from Austin, Texas, and a good friend of ours. Trip, how the hell are you?
Morning, fellas. My call is all business. I am a frequent user of the Amazon link on the Mike O'Mara Show page. And I've got two questions.
Did it.
Before you go on, Trip, I'm just going to tell you, yeah. Oscar Santana is going to handle this because it's delicate. Is it not?
En español. Yes.
Okay. Not español. Go ahead. Go ahead, Trip.
I was wondering two things. When we order gift cards or reload a gift card, do you get credit for the dollar amount? And second question is, if we use the Amazon link on the Mike O'Mara Show, and then from that Amazon landing page, we navigate to the Amazon Prime Now, mm-hmm. do you get credit for the Prime Now purchases?
Okay, two things. A, because everything is... can I finish? Please.
He's very excited.
All right. First, I don't know the answer to the first question because I've never looked into it, but I'll double check, right? Second, in 2018, there's a lot of new. There's going to be new parts of the studio built. There's a new app being built powered by Playapod, and there's a new Amazon link. So if you ever want to shop through the Mike O'Mara Show page and think about Amazon, you got to do it through the Mike O'Mara Show page. That's the only way we can guarantee to get any type of credit.
Yeah, the old days of doing it are not happening anymore, and we've had to negotiate this. And I'll be honest with you, it's been a little problematic for the show. And so that's the best advice that Oscar could give anybody is that if you're going to do it, just go to Michael.
I want you guys to know I've made 30 purchases so far in 2018, and I just want to make sure you're getting your piece.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, Triple.
Oscar deals with this almost on a weekly basis. And,
they're a great partner. You're a great guy. Outside of what you're doing, I would love more videos from you promoting the show. You do a great job there.
Love it.
So if you could put one out maybe once or twice a week, that'd be better than what you're currently doing.
That would be it. And Trip, I also have to thank you for really creating my latest addiction, which is Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. As soon as Trip found out I was vegan, he sent it right along. And I like your food pictures on the weekend when you're just making a big
and
pile of bacon.
And his Lyft drivers. They're all good-looking guys.
Okay. Yeah.
So the last thing, as it's cold and wet here. It's only going to be a high of 38 today, but we had a few days where the we had spring-like temperatures, and it fooled some of the vegetation around here. And as I was driving in this morning, I noticed that when the sage is in bloom, it smells just like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas.
I love the delivery. Thank you, Trip. Take care. That's awesome.
He's a funny man.
Sage and boom. So just like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas. Let's go to Lois from Williamsburg, Virginia. Lois, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I made it through.
You made it through. It's great to talk to you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just ecstatic that I got through. I was listening here and not hearing a darn thing, and I was afraid that my silly iPhone had hung up. And well, I'm just happy to be talking to you.
So hold on, you were on hold and you didn't hear the show. I thought they hear the show when they're on hold. Anybody? Anyone?
I did not tick that when we went live because we were in a hurry today.
To clarify, Rob messed up again.
Yeah. I did.
Another day, another mistake.
Yes.
Rob?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Lois.
But Rob, can you explain when you said I did not tick that?
There is a way to mute the hold feed because we don't like the hold feed to go out before we go on the air.
Okay.
And I did not unmute it because we were in a hurry to get to the air and it slipped my mind. Right. My apologies.
Well, Lois, is there anything we can do for you?
Just keep up the funny, guys. You're
God bless you.
Oh, so sweet.
Thank you very much. And let's say hi to Greg from Newcastle, California. Greg, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Oh, good Good morning, boys.
Good morning. What can we do for you, Greg?
Well, a couple things. I was listening to Rob's story about Julia and her driving, and I was kind of checking around out here, and that parking pass for high schools is unheard of in California. I think it's a scam.
Yeah, that sounds very Northern Virginia to me.
$200, $300.
Yeah, but I do believe even when I was in high school, they charged. But I think it was $100 back then. But they do charge.
Yeah, but you
for
were in
parking.
High school in Northern Virginia.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm saying it is a Northern Virginia thing that goes way back. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't charge kids at all for parking passes in high schools in California.
No, it just doesn't happen. It just seems so foreign to me. I just wanted to chime in on that. It just seems so odd. It's just a way to make money, I suppose. And Mike, one quick question. Have you gotten rid of the yips?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have. Yeah, the other day I did a pretty decent job. He's talking about, are you talking about the chipping yips or the putting yips? I've had both.
You were talking putting yips.
Yeah, putting yips was a question of closing my stance a little bit, believe it or not, so that because when I miss right. And the fact is that I had a pretty good putting round yesterday, and so it's you know, it's good. I'm enjoying it, and you know, I'm
well. You're known for your wide stance.
Yes, I am, Rob. Yes,
legendary,
yes. Due to my incredible girth down there. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Greg. That's Wide Open Wednesday.
That took a turn.
Speaking of Florida, I have to tell you, modern filmmaking is something else, isn't it? It's truly modern. I will say that 2018 might be the year of the modern filmmaker, the modern storyteller.
Yeah.
And I was excited to see a film in the theaters, which I missed, which was The Florida Project with Willem Dafoe. Mm-hmm. And I think he's been nominated for an Academy Award, if I'm not mistaken.
I'll double check.
Mm-hmm. And it is The Florida. So when I saw it on pay-per-view, I was extremely, extremely excited. And it just, I cannot tell you how, when you watch a movie that you are waiting and waiting and waiting for something to really happen.
Right.
Something that's not avant-garde, just let the actors be actors and let the kids run wild and then bring in Willem Dafoe periodically, who was the only one that seemed to have real lines and scenes. It was just a complete waste of time. It was insane. And then, like so many films that I have seen this season, it just ends. It's like that must be the new modern way of storytelling, where don't really wrap it up, because God forbid you have a, quote, Hollywood ending. Just sort of lay it out there and do that. I avoid the waste of an hour and a half last night.
What is the plot?
Urchins. Street urchins? Running around a crappy motel in Orlando with the mother who's trouble, the tattooed mother, and Willem Dafoe as the hotel manager. There it is. That's the whole story that the motel met. Yes, Oscar Santana.
The Florida Project was snubbed by the Academy Awards.
Well, there you go. That's good,
and
right?
Some are saying for showing the wrong kind of poverty. What is the wrong kind of poverty?
All right. Mm. That is the only thing that that I will tell you, is that it does show you, and we see it down here, a certain economic situation that people have. There are people that live in hotel rooms. I see it when I do the Feed the 5,000. I've been to these places, and it's pretty stunning if you realized what some of these landlords are getting for rent from people that live in a motel or in a room.
These aren't extended stays. They're not home with suites.
Well,
these are motels.
It's not. They are not extended stays, and there are legalities around that with establishing residency, and that plays into.
Don't they usually work a deal for the month? And then they're just, they're sort of,
I don't know what it is. They have a lot of rent and a lot of how they're getting money. And she gets money by selling cheap perfume that she gets from a wholesaler at a warehouse and then goes out with her kid in tow. If you're going to call me a soulless monster for just not really being entertained, I'm sorry. Movies should be entertaining. It's not a documentary. True. It's a movie. And I was wondering, you know, how would the movie end? And it, once again, it's just there. It's just there, kind of happens. What happens during the movie is kind of logical, what you would expect. And then you know, it's like they attempted to do something, and the fact that it got snubbed is A-okay with me. It's
dissatisfying, snubbable. Mike. It's unrewarding. Very,
but hold on. If you're going to label this getting snubbed because they showed the kind of poverty people don't want to see, it had nothing to do with that. If anything, I thought showing that was the best part of the movie because you actually saw the way a large segment of America lives.
Well, they're covering their ass because the Academy never does one thing. They never say this sucks.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what they can't do that because it's bad to their industry.
I like old school Hollywood
storytelling,
stuff, you know,
with an ending,
really do. And it's just, you know, it's just there and dark and a lot of that too. You get a lot of that, you know, even with Three Billboards, you've got kind of a dark story about the human condition. Yeah. And I don't mind a dark story if there's something redeeming within it. And there just doesn't seem to be a lot of these movies that just end don't seem to have a lot of redeeming quality.
I hope the era of movies that just end, like you just said, Mike,
yeah, it's frustrating.
Is over, right?
Right, exactly.
Like in Ted 2, for example.
We're going into the Oscar filmography right
we
now.
We find out what happens, right? We find out that the judge finally lets them have a kid, and we find out that he's got essentially a stalker, but you're not left wondering what happens, right?
And they bring back the hot lady from the grocery store, yes, who he marries, which is yes, absolutely wonderful. You know, hey, you know what a great example of a movie with an ending is? Get Out. If you got a chance to see that movie, that's an ending. Great that movie's got an ending, and it's got a cool ending. It's got good a story, movie. And it's storytelling, and I didn't mind that.
Well, you see, you are, you know, at your heart, a storyteller, and when stories are told badly, it's got to be especially frustrating for you.
Just there. Yeah. I mean, I could do that. I could take this, say, hey, run around the motel, kids. Okay, now run around. And just there's like, one scene where they're walking on, like, the balcony of the motel from one end to the other.
Yeah.
And it shows the kids just going room to room, being kids. And they get down to the stairs and they come back down. I looked at my wife. I said, that was just a shot of about 2 minutes that showed the kids walking along a hotel balcony.
And not visually stunning.
No. And the camera didn't, you know, followed one kid and then went back to the other kid. And then there wasn't, it's just like, it's like they smoked a big fatty before they shot the movie, you know. And by the way, the lady that's in the stars in it, you know, very credible. As a Florida woman down here and in the great state of Florida, where the cheap mode of transportation with lots of people is a bicycle, in some cases a tricycle, an actual adult tricycle,
like the big guy, a trike.
It's my peeps down here. But anyway, we have to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spiewak has some sort of tale. What was what were you going to talk about?
It's something from the Virginia police blotter that I found interesting.
Oh, police talk when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Tony Perkins.
Hi, it is I, Gary Stein. Don't we have Dick today?
Yes, we do, Gary. Come on, be mature. Be mature. Joining us on this week's episode, Dick Cavett, one of the all-time greats of television. It's our second go-round with Dick.
That's true, because I've been counting as well.
We're very happy to have him, seriously. We talk about some other things on the show, but mainly it's Dick.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? Dick does it.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app, and do not write us about this.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. What's the scariest thing about making a big financial move? It's the fact that a huge hunk of your money is being handled by someone that you don't know and who doesn't care about you. That's the opposite at Cornerstone First Financial, because they do care about you. They are good folks. And not only do they know their stuff, they genuinely care about you. And they're good people, really decent people. We got to know them here when we were office mates, and now they're still in the building, but they're just a few floors down. Convenient for those of you that don't like stairs. They know that it's your money on the line, and they will give you the personal attention
it's so
you require.
True.
I drop in all the time.
To get the Rob never visited them when they were on the fifth floor.
No,
even he works up here.
No, never.
Doesn't
did.
Make sense. They'll give you the attention you require to get the best deal possible. Whether it's a refi or getting pre-approved to buy a home, Cornerstone First Financial will advise you and take care of you. We know these guys. They are approved by the entire Oscar Santana family. Lock in a rate. Man, that's all I was hearing yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Do it now.
All I was hearing
yesterday. Now.
Market's going squirrely because they're going to, you know, they're going to raise rates. That's what we're hearing. The Fed will raise rates apparently three times this year.
Likely.
Yeah. Beat them to the punch. The Fed is a jerk. Save money by calling today. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. They are licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Do it right. Do it now with Cornerstone First Financial. You were chomping yesterday to talk about something, and I forgot what it was. And
I think you'll like this. I think my mom had some extra time at the office because she sent me something from the local police blotter. She must have
police blotter.
Just been searching stories. So I got this email from my mom. This happened.
You want a sound effect for that? Rob Spiewak, police blotter. And now, it's Rob Spiewak. Rob.
Isn't it Here Comes the Gumball?
Rob Spiewak. Wait a minute. Hold on.
I like that the siren continues.
Yeah, the gumball, right?
Is that called the gumball?
It was gumball machine, I think.
Here comes the gumball machine.
Rob Spiewak, police blotter.
I don't know that we need a laugh. I'm going to put on my fedora with the press credential in it. And this comes from the 25,000th block of Logan Shear Terrace in Chantilly, Virginia, a suburb of Washington, D.C., Mike.
A classy suburb.
And it reads,
that's wonderful.
This is actually from the police blotter. Suspicious event, : a resident discovered a frozen pig's head placed on the hood of a car in the parking lot of an apartment complex. The owner of the car was located and was unsure as to why the pig head was placed there.
That's like horror movie. That's like Jigsaw Godfather stuff.
I know.
That's weird.
And then it says, further investigation determined. These are your police hard at work. Further investigation determined the head was processed by a butcher in Pennsylvania that sells the item to various businesses in the area. Mike, the incident is pending.
So they don't know how the pig's head got
or
there.
Or why it's there, but they do know that it's from Pennsylvania. I was wondering, could it be Super Bowl related? If it's from Pennsylvania, it could be some crazy Eagles fan with a pig's head putting it on someone's car.
But that would not be. Did it happen post or pre Super Bowl? It happened pre Super Bowl.
This happened on the 5th, so it happened post Super Bowl.
And could it be? See, what I think immediately, because I've watched a lot of horror movies, would it be some horrible, like, devil worshipping cult move where the pig's head is the first thing you see, and then the next thing would be. Well, I got to use it again.
Oh, back to the blotter.
Hello. Hello, Rob. You may have noticed a pig's head on your car.
I did.
We're going to play a game. Right now.
Okay.
It works this way.
Yes.
Take the pig's head.
Yes.
And bring it into your living room. You'll notice that man chained next to you.
Yes.
Very exciting. Yes, Oscar.
We're missing this. I think we were burying the headline.
Yes, so to speak.
Black Mirror involves a pig.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, the first episode where he has to make love, right?
Hey, how about that?
Yeah. Wow, someone got really casual.
How you doing, Satan?
I'm doing fine.
It's been a while since you've been by.
Hi, it's Pete Moss. How are you? I couldn't help myself. I just am having too much fun with this. It's great to be with you. Oh, what an incredible. How about that Super Bowl? Wasn't that fantastic?
That was something, yeah.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Hold on. Can I just close the door to my bathroom for just a second?
Sure.
Let me duck in here. Sure. Here we go. Okay, I'm just going to turn that down there right
turn
now.
Turn on the fan,
and,
please.
Get that taken care of, and we'll be all set. Sorry, guys. Got to get this closed. Woo! And there we go. Okay, now we can go on. I have a huge bathroom.
It sounds like it. Would you like to introduce yourself? Because I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that don't even remember
I'm
you.
I'm Pete Moss. I'm 84 years old, and I'm a seasoned broadcaster. I've worked at 72 AM stations around the country.
And honest, you're the high point of your career is when you were part of the Two for the Road show, and for many years you got people home safely with a smile
Cleveland.
On their face. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've worked with Paul Harvey. I've worked with Vin Scully. I know him very, very well. I worked with Joe Buck's father, Jack Buck.
Did you ever work with Red Barber?
I didn't work with Red Barber. Never had the pleasure. He was an old man when I came into the business, believe it or not.
I thought maybe
but I've
when
had
you
a
started.
Wonderful time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just the myriad of broadcasters that I've had the pleasure of walking.
You know, I do remember.
Hold on just a second.
Dear,
Oh, Pete.
Do you need to use the bathroom again?
No, I just have a little reflux, reflux in my tummy.
I do remember when we went to the quarter century broadcasters dinner, I got to sit next to you. You had so many great stories about the time you shared an apartment with Tom Gager.
Oh, my God. It was such good times. It really was. But if I could tell you one, do you have time for a quickie?
Yes, absolutely. Always a pleasure when you come by.
I think it was 1961. It was 1961 or it was 1962. I'm not sure. But Kurt Gowdy and I.
57 years ago.
Yeah, I was doing sports. I was a stringer, as they call a stringer. Right. I'd get to the statistics for Kurt Gowdy. And Kurt Gowdy and I were in, a business. Partaking of the offerings of the business, if you know what I mean.
I'm not, Pete, I'm not sure I do.
Yeah, it was a whorehouse.
Oh,
yeah, like Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Well, as it turns out, one of our junior producers who was with us had a particular proclivity, and we had to take him to the hospital where something had to be removed. It was like the first of its kind. Then later on, they'd actually show pictures like that on the internet.
Yes. Do you use the internet, Pete?
I do not. I don't know. But would you like to know what it was that was removed?
Yes, absolutely.
It was a rabbit's foot. Yeah. And what our junior producer didn't realize was easy in, really difficult out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen, I got to run, but all it's right. been a real slice
good
of
to see
talking
you.
To you guys, okay?
I hope you come by again soon.
I'd love to. And you guys take care of yourself. Have a fantastic day. Be happy and let a smile be your hand. Shake. Be happy. Make somebody else. I'll see you later, and we'll see you. Bye-bye.
I guess that rabbit's foot didn't bring him any luck, did it?
That's no, it did. Well, it was his producer that did that.
What about the pig head?
Yeah. Do we think it's something really, really evil? Do you think it's satanic?
If someone put a pig head on my car, I would be in a state of terror.
I would, too.
I would be completely freaked out.
Could it be mob, like Khartoum? Like the head of the horse?
What? It would be, I don't think it would be mob related, but okay. I mean, you know, who was the guy that got the pig head put on? Was he a demonstrative football fan? Was he,
or ex-girlfriend.
Angry ex-girlfriend.
Instead of keying the car, saying that her ex-husband or ex-boyfriend is a pig.
I like that.
The incident
domestic
is pending.
Domestic issues.
Do I know them?
Could be. I'll have my mom follow the blotter for us.
Get Sharon right on that, Rob, and make sure that she lets us know what's going on.
There's only one way we'll be able to find out who's guilty, Mike, and that's if somebody squeals.
Yeah. Next, I want to ask you guys about you. Go on, squeal. I want to ask you about your weather up there, and then I mentioned everything except for one little tiny detail on a plane.
Yeah.
The second or third time I've had it happen, it was the seat in front of me, and I will do that when we come back because it pissed me off.
Oh.
I forgot to tell you about that. We will be right back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, TMOS Nation. Jim Amato here. I'm sitting in for Mark and Serta on this week's O'MaraCast. My special guest is Mac Bergson. We have a look back at the past week in more broadcasting and have news about a new group that you might be interested in. Get the details and download O'MaraCast today on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And now, back to Mike.
Thank you, Jim Amato. Wow, how about
that's
that?
Funny.
Hey, do you know that using Harry's is as good for your wallet as it is for your face? Because using Harry's can save you about $100 a year if you're a frequent shaver. That's another reason I love Harry's. And Harry's is so sure of their blades that they're going to give you their trial shave set for free. When you sign up at harrys.com/TMOS, just pay for shipping. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys, it's over 3 million now, 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. Here's a true story. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's because they wanted to fix shaving. They bought their own German factory. They began to sell them at half drugstore prices, backed them all with 100% guarantee, and you should know if you buy Harry's, it'll be the best shave you've ever had. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. That is a $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes
a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. I have multiple Harry's in my home.
It's the best.
I have it in my travel kit. I have it in Maine. I have it in Florida. I have it in a plastic travel bag.
Quality.
I love my Harry's.
Classy.
I got blades everywhere. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. Start saving while you're shaving.
Ah!
So did you guys get like a blizzard today? What's going on?
We Nothing. Got a glazing of ice where I was. It was bad in western Loudoun County is what I'm hearing.
I got dick.
But the further we got into the city, can we isolate
look
that,
at, look
please?
Look at your brother over there. Look
I don't want him. To. It's distracting. You know what it is? It's soul
He's like so.
Well, I don't want to take the pain down. Pills because it slows me down. Yeah. My wit.
We got to have him fast like he is today.
Okay. All I know is Saturday, I turned on the news in my hotel room in D.C. and they had... Our buddy, poor old Howard Bernstein.
Oh, Howard.
You realize we got what? Some sleet? Maybe. In the western
maybe.
Suburbs?
Maybe.
They had Howard Bernstein out in like this nerve center truck driving around Winchester, Virginia or some, you know, place like that where he's in the middle of this truck and there's nothing happening. I'm like, well, are they disappointed that we haven't gotten a snowy winter and they're just conjuring
they
because they need to spend money and they need to justify? I got the total vibe that Howard Bernstein was in that van.
That poor guy.
This special van, because otherwise they're going to take it away from him
right.
because it's not going to be
Each
utilized.
One of the networks has a weather... A truck, essentially,
yeah.
right?
It's
imagine if for those of you and ladies earmuffs, it's the bang bus for weather. You literally drive around town hoping that right. something happens,
there
and then you show the
Tony,
snow,
give him another pill, will
the
you?
Yeah. rain, anything.
And you know who double dips? Channel 5 is so into local news. They had Melanie Allnwick driving around, and her big news.
What is the name
Melanie
again?
Melanie Allnwick, I think it is.
Miss Allnwick?
And
I need those papers by
attractive.
5 o'clock.
Oh, she's great. Yeah. I mean, they've got the best looking news staff ever at Channel 5, but she's driving around, and all she's saying is, well, we're out here on the streets, and people are taking it easy and giving the car in front of them some space.
They're embarrassed.
Yes. Yeah, and then
embarrassed being in that van.
Then they throw it to Annie Yu, who's at the Wegmans parking lot in Leesburg, and she says, Wegmans is taking no chances. They're salting the parking lot.
Unbelievable. They're making
two
this
live
stuff
reports
up.
For that. Absolutely.
Nothing happened here in the district.
No.
Here's my experience with DC weather. And what's going to happen is they're going to do this a couple of more times, and then they're going to lay low on it, and they're going to chill on it, and you're going to get whacked
Boned.
By a surprise storm. Because there are always surprise storms that get us, right?
You know what? There
explode.
Have been, March is a big snow month in Washington,
yes.
D.C. So right. we're, yeah. not out of the, we're not out of the woods
That's
yet.
When my snowblower got stolen.
That's right. Mm. They called it March Madness.
No, my parents didn't care and left it outside and wondered why it was gone the next day.
Not even a tarp, Mike. They didn't even use a tarp.
You would think that, and by the way, the only thing I was going to tell you on the plane was a loud talking dad talking to his little kid, like for an hour, for the entire thing.
About
the
what?
Earbuds,
yeah.
Just about, you know, it's like, hello, look out the window. That's the big thing. Look at that. Okay. Is that, that's a plane. What does that begin with? Does that begin with a P? And does that begin with a B?
P.
And the child was very bright. The child was very
brighter than the father.
It was a loud talking dad.
Yeah.
It was a young dad. He was a loud talker, and I cannot abide it. I cannot abide it. Okay, you have a kid. Shut the F up and let people enjoy their flight as best they can without screaming right. at the top of your lungs to interact with your child. Your child is right in front of you. You can engage your child for the entire flight, and you can do so, you incredibly inconsiderate hump, at a decibel level that does not have to infringe on four rows in front and four rows in back.
He's selfish.
Because you are loud talking, you incredible prick. And I swear to God, there's no way of tapping him on the shoulder and saying, can you keep it down? Because he's talking to his little baby daughter.
Mm.
It sucked.
Well,
what?
He wanted
what
people
do you
to
want,
know.
Oscar? Oscar's taking the position of counterpoint like Todd Moore. I know it's coming.
It's
what
coming.
Do you want to say? I am not a soulless monster.
You are a soulless monster.
No! I am not a soulless
You are, because all you want to do is nap and pass gas. That's all you wanted to do. This poor man loves his kid.
Hey, is that show still on? Napping pass gas?
Have to talk to children and so they can mimic what you're saying.
He was screaming at his child. He was
time and place,
child,
Oscar. Time
but
and place.
I got my revenge. Yeah. I certainly did.
What does that start with?
Yeah. The child knows what that started with.
Thank you very much. It was delightful. But anyway, please, engage with your child. It's fun. But I told you about the one years ago where it's like, Joshua, well, there's the plane engine, Joshua.
Right.
And then Joshua
says
something like, that Joshua said this day, Daddy, are we going to crash? Thanks, Joshua! I'm a phobic flyer, you little prick! Anyway.
We put a pig heads on Josh's crib.
Joshua. Joshua. Okay, we're
going to
take a break.
Cartoon!
By the way, I normally don't like to pre-promote, but I do it. I've done it a lot lately. The News You May Not Need kicker today is for Mr. Rob Spiewak. Kind of a throwback.
Aw, thank you.
And I believe you will enjoy it as well, Oscar. It's a special story.
Can't
I
wait.
I could blow off the entire News You May Not Need just to get to the end.
No,
that's how excited I am.
What you have to do is the anticipation. That's the best part.
We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Break it down. Girls
hit you, hallelujah. Hola, Oscar.
¿Cómo estás, Miguel?
Muy bien. Hey, enough of this Spanish. Let me tell everybody that even though the summer's over, you can still hear the Mike O'Meara Show Monday through Friday right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. That's for whether you speak Spanish or English. Am I right, Oscar?
Sí.
Join us every weeknight on 97.1 The Wave.
Tu estación para la playa.
That means your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Listen up, because things just got a lot better for you podcast listeners. And I mean it. Man, am I excited about this. Introducing the latest TMSoft creation, PlayApod. Available for Android and iOS, PlayApod is the best way to listen to any podcast. Let me spell it for you. It's PlayApod. PlayApod. It allows you to easily search and subscribe to all your favorite podcasts. Let me tell you about Mr. Todd Moore. Todd Moore knows that podcasts are the future,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And he knows that getting you that content in a quick, easy, and user-friendly way is the way to go. And he's ahead of the curve on this. PlayApod allows you to easily search and subscribe to the favorite podcasts. Plus, it has cross-platform syncing. What is that, you might ask?
Please.
I'll tell you. Well, then shut up.
You shut up.
No. Cross-platform syncing. It'll let you grab any device, continue podcast playback, and you can do it right where you left off. Mm-hmm. PlayApod is also the only app that displays exactly what you've listened to or skipped over, and with time-coded bookmarks, you can quickly replay your biggest laughs and favorite moments. Get PlayApod now, and let us know what you think about it.
I had an amazing ride in today. Because it is so easy to navigate.
You got TMOS wonderful. On there?
Of course. I have everything on there. Yes.
It's the best, it's free, and even more good news, TMSoft is hard at work updating all of the TMOS apps, so soon they will have all the great PlayApod features. So, what are you waiting for? Just visit PlayApod.com or search for PlayApod in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Again, that's PlayApod by TMSoft. Download it for free, and download it today, ladies and gentlemen.
News!
Woo!
Want to get to the last story. I never put Kardashians in the news or Jenners, but I have to today.
Jenners.
Kylie Jenner announced the name of her newborn daughter, and it's interesting. Her name, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I put this in here. Stormy.
Mm. You're kidding.
Yes, the spelling is one letter off. It's Stormy with an I, but it's still the name of the most famous and controversial porn star of our day, Stormy Daniels, which the internet was quick to point out.
It's Stormy with an I, not Stormy with a Y, because Stormy with an I goes E, not ye.
Someone else made a more interesting observation. The Kardashian girls seem to be formulating a weather forecast with their kids' names.
Oh.
It will be Stormy with the chance of rain. That's another kid. And in the north of Chicago.
True.
Kourtney Kardashian has a son named Rain, while North and Chicago are two of Kim's kids, and that will probably be it for hopefully the rest of the year as far as Kardashian.
I can't wait for your update in 2019.
But remember the big to-do when I was in Las Vegas and I said I saw her at the Dune Buggies.
Right.
Right?
Yes. And Kylie, right?
Yes. And I said the idea that she's pregnant and she's going into the desert on dune buggies without shocks, probably not the best thing.
Yeah. Not cool, and baby Stormy. Isn't that exciting? Yeah. Very exciting.
Weather's the storm.
Jim Carrey is making a clean break from Facebook, and it's all because of those dirty Russians. Yesterday, he tweeted, quote, "I'm dumping my Facebook stock and deleting my page because Facebook profited from Russian interference in our elections, and they're still not doing enough to stop it. I encourage all other investors who care about our future to do the same. Hashtag unfriend Facebook." He also issued a statement saying, quote, "We must encourage more oversight by the owners of these social media platforms." I agree. This easy access has to be more responsibly handled. What the world needs now is capitalism with a conscience. Mm. I'm not sure I disagree with a lot of what he's saying.
Yeah, but he's also he's crazy.
He's kind of a nut.
Yeah, so I mean, I bet it's a good thought.
No, but realistically, he's also no hero because Facebook has essentially plateaued dollar-wise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's selling high.
Yeah, he's selling high and getting out of it. Yeah. Donald Trump Jr. was asked to defend his father against charges of racism, and he busted out the classic, "He can't be racist, he has black friends" defense. This kid.
Doesn't this read like an SNL sketch? I mean, it really does.
Such a dope. He really is. Here's the quote. "It's been terrible to watch because I know him. I've seen him my whole life. I've seen the things he's done. It's amazing. All the rappers, all his African-American friends from Jesse Jackson to Al Sharpton. I have pictures with them. It was only when he got into politics that all of a sudden, oh, he's the most terrible human being ever. He wasn't so terrible, and now he goes on." Now, that might be acceptable right there. Except for all the rappers, which is kind of like, all the rappers.
Well, you know, those hip-hop people that they sing without melody.
Then he goes to the next level. Okay, this is where it gets bad. "He wasn't so terrible a couple of years ago when you were at his events. He wasn't so terrible then when you're hitting him up for charity dollars." I guess he's talking about black people generically there.
Yeah.
Is that what he's doing?
He's painting and with what is known as a broad brush.
"It wasn't when you're hitting him up for charity dollars and he's sponsoring things and sponsoring scholarships and doing XYZ for you guys."
You guys. Hey, we don't get to hit this one, Mike.
Come on.
We don't get to hit this one that often.
Way to help Dad again.
Yeah.
Don Jr., shut up. You're not helping your father's
cause. You want to help? Don't help.
Ever. Yeah, don't help
like,
at all.
Like, go overseas on, like, a Peace Corps mission.
Yes.
Like, do something. Do
When you go over to Africa, go over to on a Peace Corps mission and not over to take a picture with, like, a gazelle that you shot to death.
That'll take a lesson from the greatest first kid, Amy Carter.
Nobody knew her.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. I will say nothing more. Hey, the Gronk was robbed this week. Did you hear about that?
No.
We're not
what?
Talking about the last second Hail Mary. We're talking about his home in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Was hit by burglars on Sunday at about 8:50 Eastern during the Super Bowl. That's the time, if it's accurate, that literally within minutes of his touchdown pass at the beginning of the third quarter, the NFL announced his touchdown at 8:48 p.m. Eastern. What do you mean they announced his touchdown? I don't understand.
Ladies and gentlemen, there has been a touchdown.
A break-in. Gronk noticed the break-in when he got back home on Monday, and he called the cops and let them know what happened.
It's brief. I have the tape of the 911 call, and I want your opinion of one thing. I think it's about 13 seconds.
911 line to quoted. Where is your emergency?
Hello, this isn't an emergency. This is just this is Rob Gronkowski calling, and while I was gone, my whole house got robbed while on the Super Bowl trip, and I just got back.
Should he mention the fact that he's Rob Gronkowski and he was back from a Super Bowl trip? Isn't that like saying, could you put me at the front of the 911 line, please?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
I don't think that's that bad. You're essentially saying, please send someone now and not 3 hours from now.
I guess.
Right?
I guess. Well, I mean, I like the fact that he said it wasn't an emergency.
It's high profile. There might be danger afoot.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, there might be somebody that's, you know, targeting him. You never know. He is a celebrity.
He is. Would they find a pig head?
Boar's head.
He's a sports game player.
But this is why he gets mad, is that you live and thrive off shortcuts in life. And the guy essentially has one. You would do the same thing, and he did it, and now you're mad at him.
No, I'm mad because he was responsible for the Patriots losing. And I am not. I wanted to see a dynasty.
Okay, very good. That's exactly it. Rob told me that. And moving right along, researchers at Michigan State University just did a study that looked at how lighting affects our ability to learn and remember things.
Okay.
They exposed rats to two different types of lighting. One was designed to mimic the kind of lighting you see in most offices. The other was more like daylight, so a lot brighter.
Sure.
And after just 1 month, the rats that were exposed to office-style lighting lost about 30% of capacity in their hippocampus.
Mm.
That's a good place to learn, man, at the hippocampus.
That's
That's the part of your brain associated with memory and learning. It literally changed the structure of their brain. The good news is it's reversible. The researchers exposed the same rats to bright light for another month, and their brains fully recovered. Unfortunately, most companies probably won't change their lighting setup. It's just because of one study done on rats, and the researchers didn't suggest any specific fixes to try on your own. But opening a few blinds, spending more time outdoors, or putting a lamp on your desk probably won't hurt. So that's
it couldn't hurt.
The happiest year of my life was in Phoenix, Arizona, 2007.
All that vitamin D.
All that vitamin D.
Do you remember before we blocked the windows in here how much happier the rats were in this building?
Yeah. Oh, the rats loved it.
They did. They were so smart.
Now they're just walking around going, duh, where's the cheese? all right. And now a little something, ladies and gentlemen. Arnold Schwarzenegger will make his first dive into event television by teaming up with Amazon for the Western series Outrider.
All right.
Set in Oklahoma Indian Territory in the 1800s, Outrider follows a deputy who partners with a federal marshal, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, to catch a famous outlaw. When asked about the project, Arnold said,
I'm your Huckleberry. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens. Yeah. Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave. You called down the thunder. Well, now you've got it. You tell him the law's coming. You tell him I'm coming, and hell is coming with me. That's it. I don't need any more to get the bulge on a gump like you, or whatever that
was. You do the line about the law is coming again.
The law's coming. You tell him hell is coming, and I'm bringing it with me. Yeah, Johnny Ringo. I'm your Huckleberry. Let's go and have a shootout at the OK Corral. Huh? That's going to be big fun. I'm a federal marshal. Yes, sir. Yes.
I'll watch. Yes. I'll watch all day.
I will too.
All day.
I will too.
Rolling. Keep those doggies rolling. Rolling raw high.
Thank you, Mike. You do not disappoint.
I've got great two grit. Hey, all right. Fantastic. Dankeschön. Hope you like me as federal marshal. And you know, they don't have the marshal's name.
No.
But you know, it'll be like Clint Western
Wayne
or something like this. Clint Wayne. I'm the federal marshal. Yes. Like Julius, your twin brother. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Murray.
Listen up, TMOS listeners. There's a new show coming to the More Network. Are you a guy in your douchebag 30s who watches The Bachelor or maybe you pretend to be a Food Network personality every time you cook dinner? Do you know all the words to Justin Bieber's latest song
and
secretly like it? Whatever your guilty pleasure is, I want to know about it. Send in your weirdest guilty or not so guilty pleasure to pleasure@mikeomaraShow.com and tune in to see if yours is embarrassing enough to make it on air. That's pleasure@mikeomaraShow.com, and you never know, people might just have the same weird habits that you do.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you have any guilty pleasures, Arnold?
I do. Watching Tombstone over and over and over again. You're a daisy if you do.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. If you need it, Amazon has it, ladies and gentlemen. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Mike, I'm glad you asked. We've played it here on the program,
and it
is a game for all families and all senses of humor. It's Cards Against Humanity. Buy it right now on sale on Amazon.com. Go through the link on MikeOmaraShow.com.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find Cards Against Humanity and more at MikeOmaraShow.com. But you have to go there. You can't
just
sort of let
it
lay
do
there.
It.
Please help us out. We'd appreciate it. I guess I shouldn't even say that, but I did. So there you go. Let's open up the audio vault. This is the audio vault for Wednesday, Feb 7, 2018. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
One of the best things about doing this job is it seems like there is a never-ending supply of things that I don't know exist. They just keep popping up. Do you remember a show? It was in the early 60s. This episode is from 1961, called Miami Undercover. Have you ever heard of such a show?
I think so.
I never had heard of it, and this is from an episode called The Thrush.
in which in the first moments, a disc jockey named Sleepy Sam Ooh. Is murdered because he refuses to take payola. I'm okay. going to play you the tape. I want you to try to identify the actor who is playing Sleepy Sam because it's very early in his career. So here we go now to Miami Undercover.
It's the witching hour. Miami Beach's Midnight Flyer program. We're underway. This is your old buddy, Sleepy Sam, Miami Beach Midnight Flyer. Good music for you all night long, like.
Hey, creep.
You want proof we play the best music?
Oh, these are the crooks.
We came to give you a little hand with the program.
I don't take payola from no creep little record outfit.
Why? He's on payola?
I never take payola. I never intend to take payola.
You intend to keep talking without a larynx?
That gun's at my throat.
Yeah. And if you don't start playing ball tonight, sleepy boy, that great big gun's gonna make a big hole in your little throat.
I'll play ball, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, in open microphone, these two creeps in this studio are described as follows for the Miami Beach Police Department.
Oh, no! They've killed Sleepy Sam.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, I know that voice.
Yes, you
I
do.
Know
can
that
I,
voice.
Can I guess first? Because I think.
Yeah, please you do.
Go ahead.
Ryan Seacrest.
It is not a young Ryan Seacrest. And Mike, I invite you to think of the name of the show, and some of that is actually a clue. Disc jockey in Miami.
It's Larry King.
It is Larry King.
Larry King!
It is! Listen again. You can hear it a little bit in the opening VO.
It's the witching hour. Miami Beach's Midnight Flyer.
You can hear it on the word hour, can't you?
Yeah, it's the witching hour.
It's the witching hour. He's not
Larry
quite lazy
King
yet.
The way he always talks.
It's the witching hour. Miami Beach's Midnight Flyer program. We're underway. This is your old buddy, Sleepy Sam, Miami Beach Midnight Flyer. Good music for you all night long, like.
Hey. There he is, Larry King in 1961. As I said, 57 years ago.
Wow.
I have a quick
wow.
question.
Shoot.
How the f*** did that guy get so successful?
Because he was a great interviewer.
Yeah.
But that was later in his career. Early in his career, he took the worst shift in the world, but he made it a national show, and he was overnight, and that's all anybody listened to was Larry King. He made his name for years by that horrible shift of midnight to 5 a.m.
on the mutual broadcast system when there was a network. Yeah.
You didn't have any, and there was no accountability, so the ratings and stuff, but everybody listened to that was up at that particular hour on Mutual, and then he made the transition because he was able to get some great guests, and he had some Miami connections, but I think Larry ultimately did a fine interview show, and he knew how to handle celebrities.
Yeah,
and that's
true.
Why Larry is
as a matter of fact,
I'll give Larry crap forever as far as being an egomaniac, which a lot of people are in our business, but Larry's, you know, ability to do what he did, worked his ass off, deserves what he
okay.
got.
He also, he credits early on when he was doing interviews, he credits luck. He had a long form interview with both Jackie Gleason and Bobby Darin early in his career when they didn't do a lot of stuff like that. And right. it was a lucky break for him. And also,
and
he
Rob,
was.
And Rob, you mentioned a long form interview. That's what made him what he is.
Because that didn't exist. That didn't really exist.
Okay, that makes sense. He broke that out.
Yeah, he did.
And by the way, one of my favorite types of television and radio is the long form interview. I really, if I'm interested in the subject, that's why I love the David Letterman show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I haven't seen the Clooney episode yet, but I'm looking forward to that. Really, really looking
All right,
forward
SpaceX
to that.
Launched yesterday. Woo! We had a rocket launch. And it sounded like this.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition. Up, Falcon Heavy. T-plus 30 seconds. If you can hear me over the cheering, Falcon Heavy heading to space on our test flight.
So I am not a big guy for the space program. It never really captured my imagination. But I have to admit, as far as Elon Musk, he has put a Tesla Roadster in orbit to go around the sun. And there is a live video feed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see what is cool. going on. And here's what Elon said about it.
It really feels like we've got a shot at going back to the moon, going to Mars, and reviving the spirit of exploration that was Apollo. That was one of the things that got me so excited as a kid.
So that's his professional outlook.
I love the guy. I love the man. I mean, I think it's really just tremendous to have human beings like this in our society.
Community. And a lot of people like you, Mike, like-minded people, are very excited about it. Here is one of the people that watched the launch.
It must be experienced live. I can't. It's just.
So big day.
Where was the launch?
It was in Florida. It was on
Cape Canaveral.
Was it Canaveral?
I have to get my son to one of those.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask. This is not the same as the days of your NASA Challengers, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly. These are the days of space travel time, a 10X, where we can essentially take these rockets now, go mm-hmm. further than we've ever gone before, and then reuse the rockets.
Yeah,
so
right.
The cost
and he's fascinated, by the way. Do you know what he said when we came up to D.C.? He wanted to go back to the Air and Space Museum. That's
really?
My little four-year-old. Yes, he is into this. He mentions astronauts always. He's fascinated with this world, and I want to expose him to it. I've never seen a launch. All those engineers we used to have at WJFK always went to the launches when we were in Florida for any reason whatsoever.
And you're so close now.
And I'm so close. It's a four-hour drive. I can do it. I want to go see a launch.
Also, really. I'd like to take back what I said on Monday's show when I was yelling about Elon Musk and him essentially selling flamethrowers and hats and T-shirts.
That was a bonus show.
Yeah, or the bonus show, whenever I said that, because all I cared about was him actually getting this heavy rocket launched and
right.
the Model 3 out, and he's
right.
doing everything now.
Mm-hmm. He's doing
Take it,
right. it
all back.
And very, very excited. I can't wait to see some of the video. I'm looking forward to that.
And let's close with this, Mike. I pulled this because do you still check in on Morning Joe?
Yeah, almost every day.
Awkward yesterday when Joe and Micah were flirting.
Mika,
forgive me. They were flirting openly. I mean, it's no secret that they are, you know, a couple.
Well, they do a bit on Saturday Night Live about that, which
yeah.
is hysterical.
Well, this is, but this is, this is the real thing. And yeah, this is awkward. So we end with this.
You know what? I think you're right. You're always right, though.
Can the Trump administration figure out
have you ever,
Bush and
have you ever not
this
been
is
right,
like,
sweetie?
Oh, God, don't do that. No, that's a no.
We just crossed the line.
You know, oh, my God.
Really done that.
Really
we
they know
really
it.
We've done that since we've been engaged. But it's almost.
No!
You know, it's like everybody's seen the grandparents kissing. And we understand that. We're old people. Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see
that.
Anything.
What, that we're engaged?
No! Stop! What? Don't talk about it.
Look, you got a ring on.
Blushing.
What? Do you think Noah gave you that ring?
No.
Oh, yeah, we're engaged. Anyway.
Okay, wow. You just did that.
I just said what?
Nothing.
Cross the line.
Touch
Broke
my hand.
The ice.
I touched your hand. I'm sorry.
Wait till we're married.
Okay. Can the Trump administration figure out what the...
Yeah, once like they're married, them. The sex video will come out. But until
yeah.
then,
yeah.
nothing.
I like them, but he is the king of the too long question. And I
is
wish
he
was short. Oh, my God. I wish he was. He's into the repetition question. You know, it's like they were the people that obstructed justice.
Oh, okay.
They were the people that lied about it to the president. They were the people. So my question to you is like, come on, please.
All
for
right.
love of God.
That you is know, your magic.
You know,
audio
it's no
ball.
Political persuasions, Rob.
I hear that. Chris Freitz is brevity. He's
That's
all
right.
about brevity.
That's it. Brevity. Chris Freitz gets right to it.
Right.
That man knows his stuff, and that bombastic buffoon that he works with.
I like
just
him.
Just rant. I swear to God, it's like he came out of an asylum.
He loves kids, though.
He does.
Oh, he loves kids.
And
he
Breaking
kids.
Wind.
Doesn't like dads who are talking loud to their kids, though. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us. Hey, man. Hey, Wendy, look out the window. Hey, Wendy, shut up. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today. That should be my quote of the year. I'm trying to fart here. And I'm off the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening. Put a little Grand Marnier in your margarita, and we will see you again next time for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.